He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan with the Terps, Ravens, Orioles, you name it. He's got you covered. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Cordell Woolen. Cordell, what's up?
What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. We'll start with the Orioles real quick. Urias, Kittredge get dealt. Any surprise level for either guy, given the fact that both were controllable through 2026?
Not really, at least for me. I mean, I can understand the people that were kind of surprised for the reason you mentioned. They have team control next year, and Mike Elias' whole message has been building for next year. So you think he'd want to keep guys around that are under team control. But in the case of Arias, I think that was a move where, A, they're trying to capitalize off, you know, his price, I guess you could say, his stock being somewhat decent right now. And it opens up room for Mayo to get more run, which I think everybody wants to see these days. But Arias has been good for them. He's been a utility guy. To be honest, they've had too many utility guys on this roster at the same time. But Arias has arguably been maybe the best one, being a Gold Glover over at third base. You never have any questions about his glove. He's come through in the clutch for them a couple of times, many times, I should say, at the plate. So I think they got their money's worth with Arias, and I had no problem with them trading him out. Kittredge, I mean, when you look and see what teams are getting for bullpen arms right now, why wouldn't you trade as many bullpen guys as you can right now? I mean, as good as I think that they expected him to be, obviously the year gets started off slow with him being hurt. And then I mean, he hasn't been terrible, but he also hasn't been great. So I think that they're just kind of seeing how the market is going for these bullpen arms, and they decided to jump in those waters. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Now, real quick before we get to the Ravens, the other Ramon, Laureano, say 8 hours from now, is he still going to be an Oriole? Because it looks like a lot of teams interested in his services, Cordell. Another guy signed through next year, too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen to Laureano. I mean, he's playing really well right now. I mean, maybe his stock is as high as it'll ever be, at least in an Orioles uniform. But I'm not just giving him away. Because, again, when you start talking about putting your best team together for 26, I have a hard time thinking Laureano isn't a part of that. When you look at this outfield, assuming Mullins isn't going to be there, who, I mean, outside of Calver, they have a bunch of question marks. We'll see. I think Beaver should be here, but you never know with how they proceed with some of these prospects and when they decide to call guys up and what type of runway they give them. But Beavers looks the part. We'll see what he looks like when he gets up here. But even still, that leaves an open spot. And I know O'Neill's been hot. We'll wait and see what that looks like. I just feel like with all the question marks they have in the outfield going into next year, Laureano, I mean, he fits right into that. So I'm willing to listen to offers, but if I'm Mike Elias and I'm away, I'm probably not trading Laureano.
Cordell Woodland joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw on this now rainy total request Thursday. Draft class of 25, Cordell, outside of Starks and Mike Green, which rookie drafted player has impressed you the most through the first week plus of training camp?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's kind of slim pickings after that. Right. I mean, you could go with Tyler Loop. Tyler Loop goes 9 for 9 yesterday. 53 yards was his longest yesterday. He's hit a 58-yarder in camp. So, I mean, he had the one bad day in camp where he went 4 for 7. That was the only day that he missed any kicks. So, outside of that, he's been pretty consistent throughout the course of training camp. We know he struggled a little bit in minicamp and OTAs. But outside of him, it hasn't been a whole lot of consistency. I thought yesterday was a pretty good day for Teddy Buchanan. He popped up and flashed on a couple of plays. I've been watching a lot of Longer Bean out there at corner. I don't think he's had a great camp, but I did think that yesterday was definitely a step in the right direction for him. Yesterday was a day where a lot of the young guys got to get a lot of reps. Some of the veteran guys, they were out there. They didn't really participate in a lot of the team drills, so it opened up for some of the young guys to get some reps. So we got to see more of them yesterday. But I don't want to lie. I mean, Wester showed up a little bit yesterday, but he struggled in camp dropping passes when he's gotten the ball thrown to him for the most part. So outside of the top two guys and Tyler Loop, I mean, there just hasn't been a whole lot of consistency from the rest of this draft class.
And you mentioned Wester Cordell. Is he the guy that they would like to return punts this year? Because I guess Keaton Mitchell's going to do the kicks. But is Wester, the unreliability with the hands, does that give them pause a little bit? And then Tylan Wallace will be back doing those sorts of things here?
I mean, they're definitely giving other guys a look, too. I think they drafted Wester with the idea that he would be their punt returner. So I do think they're going to give him every opportunity to show that he can do that. But they're still giving a look to guys like Dayton Wade as well back there, Tylan Wallace, like you mentioned also. They're going to cycle through and give some of these other guys opportunity. And Keaton Mitchell's taking a couple of reps fielding punts as well. So the more he can do, the more opportunity, talking about Keaton, the more opportunities he gets to get the ball in his hands, I think he would love that. But, yeah, Wester, I do wonder what it looks like for him if he's not the punt returner, right? Like, does he – I don't know if he makes this 53-man roster. I don't think he does if he's not the team's punt returner. And maybe that means he goes to the practice squad or what have you. But that's kind of the big question mark for me, because this team is so loaded. They're going to it's going to be tight at some of these positions, and wide receiver might be one of them.
With David Ajabo and Adisa Isaac, lot of talk, Cordell, that they're fighting for the last spot, and Ajabo could be more of a bubble guy than Isaac is. Based on what you've seen so far, 3 days in pads, does either have the upper hand in regards to securing a roster spot? And obviously, we still have 3 preseason games to get through as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I feel like Ajabo has been the busier of the two. And he's been inconsistent himself in practice. He definitely looks the part. I'll say that. Ajabo looks the part in terms of just his frame. Like, the dude is built. He looks like a guy that you don't want to hit your quarterback. It's just a matter of, is he going to get there? And I think the preseason games are going to be huge for David Ajabo. He's got to show that he can beat some of these backup offensive linemen that he'll be going against. Because if not, what's the point? And because of that, I do think Isaac probably has the edge, not because he's looked better in camp, but just because I think Ajabo's had time. They've given Ajabo years to kind of figure this whole thing out. Isaac is only in his second year. Last year was a redshirt year for him, basically. So I think that they're willing to show more patience with Isaac, who's still a work in progress himself. I just think Ajabo might be running out of time if he doesn't show up big time in preseason.
Cordell, last thing before you get to the offense real quick, Devontaze Walker, second year out of North Carolina. What kind of an impression has he made on you so far in training camp?
A good one. I've been very pleased with what I've seen from Tez Walker. I mean, he looks like an NFL receiver this year. Last year, you didn't even notice he was on the field half the time when he was out there healthy. And it's just a tough jump to go from college football and then to the NFL. It's a big time jump to do that. And especially for a guy like him that didn't get to play a lot in his last year at North Carolina because of all the eligibility issues. And by all accounts, a lot of people that, were focused on the draft last year, when they talked about Tez Walker, they said this would be the year that you would start to see a little bit of a return on the Ravens investment. So just this summer, I can't even just say training camp, really throughout all of these team activities this summer, he has flashed. He looks like he's gaining Lamar's trust. He's winning. I mean, he's going up against guys like Jair Alexander out there, putting out good film, too, on some of those reps. And Jair's giving him a test as well. Jair is so good at pressing at the line of scrimmage, despite kind of being more undersized than I thought he was. He's really good at jamming guys. But Tez has shown his size with being able to fight against that jam and use his speed and showing good hands too. So I think it's been a really good camp for Tez. Like I said, he's gaining Lamar's trust. We'll see what it looks like in the preseason for him. But I will say 2 weeks now into camp, my impression of what Tez's role would be this season has definitely changed.
Cordell, next Fresh Take Sports, when's that?
Tonight at 6:00, which should be a fun one because obviously that's when the deadline ends. We'll put a cap on that, see who's left here on this Orioles team, and look ahead to the rest of the Orioles season, and obviously talk a lot of training camp as well. And we got football tonight.
There you go. First of like 8 bazillion straight weeks with some sort of football game going on. Cordell Woodland, Fresh Take Sports tonight at 6. Cordell, appreciate it. Have fun out at One Winning Drive today.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it, man. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. American League East report. Look what happened in the division. Look back, I should say. What happened in the division last night. Orioles lose a game they probably should have won, but, you know, the season's lost. Still only 7 out of the wild card. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talked to him at 1:30 about the trade deadline and the upcoming start to the NFL season. We'll start tackling, pun intended, some fantasy options for you as well.